is the UR Business Network.
This is Irving Stackpole, and you're listening to The Medical Travel Show. And it is my absolute delight to have as a guest today Dr. Robert Gerl, who is the CEO of the Bavaria International Health Association in Munich, Germany. Say hello to you, Dr. Gerl.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us. Say, I'm sure it will be of interest to our audience to learn a little bit more about the Bavaria International Health Association.
Irving?
Yes. Robert?
I probably didn't get the full question.
Okay. So I'm sure, Robert, our guests would welcome the opportunity to learn more about the Bavaria International Health Association. Can you tell us?
Yes, of course. The Bavaria International Health Association was founded 2 years ago in support of a already existing ministerial campaign called Bavaria, A Better State of Health. And similarly to the goals of that campaign, we pursue the goals of further development of the state of Bavaria as a health destination. Our three strategic fields of actions are medical tourism, promoting Bavaria as a destination for health professionals in the field of further training, further vocational training and specialization for doctors. And thirdly, promoting Bavaria as a health destination in respect of supporting other partnering countries or regions by helping them with medical technology export and also service support in the field of building up healthcare infrastructure.
Well, that's a pretty ambitious agenda. Is the Bavaria Association supported by the government, Robert?
Currently, there is an idealistic support from the Ministry of Health and continuously also from the Ministry of Economy. There is not yet any financial support, but we are currently working with our members and pursue our goals in various committees, which are distributed alongside our three strategic areas of interest.
Very interesting. So it's a brand, it's an organization that carries the Bavarian brand, but the government itself has left the development to the private sector. Is that correct?
Yeah, more or less. We are kind of intermediary in the third sector, who, as we said, who supports the same goals. And we are kind of an acting body for the economic sector, and we help to support and develop several topics in that field of international health economy.
Interesting. So you mentioned economics and the economy. How important is international medical travel to the economy of the state of Bavaria?
Well, in absolute figures, the amount of international patients coming to Bavaria may seem rather low, with over 20,000 patients per year. This is more or less one-fourth of all the incoming medical tourism to Germany. Nevertheless, patients are coming from Eastern Europe and Russia. They also come from the Gulf states, increasingly from neighboring European countries in the context of cross-border healthcare. And medical tourism is a very profitable part of the overall tourism, as usually medical tourists spend money for the medical treatment, but especially some of those target groups also spend extensively also in the area of shopping and doing day tours to the more rural countries where areas of Bavaria, whereas the treatment mostly takes place in the metropolitan areas.
Very interesting. So is profit then the primary motivator, or are there other reasons that Bavaria is promoting international consumers?
Initially, I think the incentive was extra budgetary revenues for the hospitals. But rather soon, the hospitals and also the other actors or players in the health economy field realized that next to medical tourists, there are also health professionals from abroad, and both make good experiences either being treated or being trained in Bavaria. And that also promotes the overall economic export of medical technology. So this is also a good thing, not just for the healthcare service sector and the health training area, but this has a real overall economic aspect.
Excellent. So what are some of the issues? What are some of the issues that emerge when foreign consumers come into Bavaria to access the hospitals there? What are some of the issues that emerge?
Well, I mean, this is going on for quite a while, and Bavaria had time to develop cater for that specific needs. Of course, from the patient's perspective, being a medical tourist is still some adventure. So it's good if the healthcare providers really look into the specific needs and challenges for such patients, and try to make the overall patient experience as good as possible it can be, provided that, well, this is an extraordinary situation the patient is in when he's going to another country.
Are there measures in place that are employed by the providers in Germany to measure the foreign travelers' experiences at the hands of German providers?
Not at the country level. There are some research initiatives in Germany, but only a few where this topic of medical tourism is being researched at the university level. And after a few years where they focused on the sheer numbers, as far as I know, there were also some initiatives to measure the patient experience. At the moment in Bavaria, we have not yet done such a survey, but it is something that we would like to do.
And when you began talking about the source locations where consumers are coming from, you mentioned Eastern Europe, Russia, the Gulf states, as well as the EU. Has the cross-border health directive in the European Union, has it driven a lot of traffic to Germany from other EU countries?
I think the cross-border healthcare directive has laid out some foundation, some regulatory foundation. I am not sure whether it, so far at least, has promoted that mobility of patients. Of course, with the specialists in that field, the awareness is rather high. With the ordinary patients or citizens, I think there are not so many who are really aware that the overall regulation has been laid out already to support this cross-border healthcare mobility.
Are there plans to build that awareness?
I think the various member states are still somewhat hesitant to promote this issue openly. It's at the moment, it's, I think it's more a reactive mode that they are in. The states or the persons in charge at in Brussels at DG Sanko, they have realized that there is a need to clarify the rights of the patients in case of cross-border healthcare mobility, but there was never much of an interest from their side, from the people in Brussels, to really get too much into the area of what we call medical tourism.
To what degree will the cross, in your opinion, Robert, to what degree will the cross-border health directive increase or improve access to healthcare across borders?
Well, it's a difficult question. As far as I perceive it, it's about the basic guidelines or regulatory issues that had to be clarified, because before that, it was only in the case of emergency where healthcare treatment was allowed, or there was a clear regulatory basis for such a treatment. Nowadays, even for in elective cases, patients from one member state can go to another member state to get treatment. There are also only some limitations when we are talking about hospital stays. So the outpatient treatment, there is no question that the patient should be reimbursed, only in the case of real hospital treatment where he stays in the hospital for at least one day. He should clarify this issue beforehand.
What has been the experience so far, Robert? Have there been many patients from many different EU countries traveling to other EU countries, and are the bills being paid promptly? Are there any difficulties associated with, for example, pharmacy prescriptions or medical terminology?
As I pointed out before, there were always, especially in Germany and in Bavaria, there were always patients coming from the immediate neighbors, like in Bavaria would be Austrians, or patients from Switzerland. In Western Germany would be persons or patients from Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg. So there always was that patient movement already over the short distance across the borders. Nowadays, the regulations are just laid out more clearly, and in former times, when there were some issues, things had to be brought to the European Court of Justice in the final stage. Of course, there were some other levels before, but some of those patients really had to fight for their rights. And as these cases increased, the European Union and the European Commission, DG Sanco, decided to clarify those issues.
And fundamentally, is the balance of movement of consumers seeking medical care cross borders between the countries you mentioned in Germany, are individuals traveling into Germany in balance, more individuals traveling into Germany for care than are traveling out of Germany to other countries for care, or is it the other way around?
Well, there is some increasing or increase in medical tourists from Germany who go out of the country, especially towards Eastern European countries in case of dentistry, where they can make a bargain of getting cheaper prices for treatment. So I think that is increasing. I'm not completely sure with the inbound numbers. I would have to look at current statistics for patients coming, for instance, from Czech Republic or Bulgaria to Germany. Overall, I think it will increase, but the initial fear of the European Commission that there, if the borders are opened, that there will be a flooding of patients. I think that is not the case, although gradually people will see that they have the right to go, and they, according to or along the different gradients in quality, availability, accessibility, and services that they receive, they will start to move.
This is a very interesting situation because, of course, you're at the heart of one of the first international regions to promulgate regulations that explicitly make clear how an individual from one country can go to another country, receive services, and be paid. This you've uncovered a whole set of issues which I'd very much like to invite you back to talk about in greater detail, Robert, perhaps in a few months when more data is available and you've had a chance to look at some of these factors. I know our audience is going to be interested in this and will want to ask you some questions or to be in touch with you. How can they do that, Robert? What's the best way to reach you?
I would say best way to reach would be through email. I will be available through office@b-ha.org. Also, our website will be soon be published. We're currently still working on that, as we are still a young association. That would be www.b-ha.org. And, of course, there you will also find further possibilities of contact through phone and similar things.
Thank you so much, Robert. I want to remind our audience that our guest today is Dr. Robert Girl, who is the CEO of Bavaria International Health Association in Munich, Germany, and one of the leaders in the development of a greater flow of medical consumers between and among the EU countries. I want to thank you, Robert. You have been listening to The Medical Travel Show. This is Irving Stackpole.
Broadcasting from Woburn, Mass. This is the UR Business Network.